streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Mr. Sean Heineman. He's the founder of Never Again Ministries, which promotes marriage enhancement and marriage preparation. He's a certified marriage coach from the American Association of Christian Counselors. He's an author, a speaker, a mentor, a marriage coach, and hosts the Doctor of Love show. He's been happily married to Londina for 11 years, and they have two children. He's also a fan of NFL football and UFC fights. He has a new book out called Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. And before we bring him on here in just a little bit, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, thank everyone for tuning in to our radio show every Wednesday night. And our guests have not arrived yet, but, you know, we're going to play a commercial. But before I play the commercial, I just want to give a big shout-out to Storm Self-Storage, Storm More Self-Storage, in Buckeye, Arizona, and also Aaron Renner Center and Twin Flame Images and Production, Ms. Rhonda Costa, and Arizona Multimedia and Video Production for all their support with our upcoming toy drive and food drive and homelessness. This commercial, we will put their information in the commercial, and this commercial was made by a friend of ours, DJ Church, but we will add our supporters to the commercials.
Season's greetings. The Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive and Food Drive. See, our goal this year of 2013 is to raise 3,000 toys for children. Let's make this goal come true. And thank you for all of your support. Let's put smiles in their hearts and smiles on their faces. You can mail the unwrapped toy to Christmas Toy Drive, P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Now, if mailing is not your thing, here are other locations that you can drop either a toy or some food for the 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Nails for You, 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. O'Shea, 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 81539. Buckeye Valley News, 122 South 4th Street, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. And CNC, Barbershop, Salon and Spa, 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, number 105, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. So let's get into the gift of giving. Find in your heart to donate a toy or canned good to the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Nails for You, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, CNC Barber Salon and Spa, and JPS 2364.
Hello, caller, you're on air. 3912, last four digits. They just listening in. Hello, caller, you're on air. Triple ones. Guess they just calling in, listening too. We're going to get this party started. We're still waiting on our guests to get in here, and we're going to keep it moving.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? for my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
When I was 5, hired out to watch a baby, and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick-skinned, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my people's all are free. 4 brothers, 4 sisters, thick family. I'm the 4th child, you following mathematically. Guards in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. 3 older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she split and open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen, now with seizures, narcolepsy and strange dreams. From the tribe of Asante through grandma modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking and while you waiting and I make it, I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you with space.
September 17th, 1849, me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land. But they feet chill lead up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had I knew my brothers were scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again. But this time, straight dolo fan, backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter, in the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance. Just with the railroad theme, so a station's a safe house where the runaways go. And the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master. And the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you going snitch. And I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head. Until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
Hey, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show worldwide. Caller, you on the air. 9433, last four digits.
Oh, hey, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, that's my main girl. What's happening, Miss Sharon? What's good?
Oh, I just came from a networking meeting. It was awesome. Had some great news to share later on. Yeah, it was really nice.
That's what's happening. And I also want to tell you why you're online. My friend who always do our commercials, he had already sent me the commercial with all the information I had sent him, but I had to send him another message and tell him to add Storm More self-storage and also Aaron Rent-A-Center, you know, and Twin Flames Rhonda. So he's going to add that information in the in the clip. But I wanted you to go ahead and I'm going to play the clip for you now so you can hear what he sent over to us, okay?
Oh, yeah, he put it together?
Yeah, well,
nice.
Yeah, before it confirmed everybody else, but he's going to add everybody else to it.
Okay, cool.
Here we rolling.
Season's greetings. The Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive and Food Drive. See, our goal this year of 2013 is to raise 3,000 toys for children. Let's make this goal come true. And thank you for all of your support. Let's put smiles in their hearts and smiles on their faces. You can mail the unwrapped toy to Christmas Toy Drive, P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Now, if mailing is not your thing, here are other locations that you can drop either a toy or some food for the 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Nails for You, 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. O'Shea, 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona 81539. Buckeye Valley News, 122 South 4th Street, Buckeye, Arizona 85326. And TNC Barbershop, Salon and Spa, 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, number 105, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. So let's get into the gift of giving. Find in your heart to donate a toy or canned good to the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement. Nails for You, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, CNC Barber Salon and Spa, and JTS 2364.
Hey, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, the Streets Don't Love You Back. So that's what it was, Miss Sharon, and he'll add the other three names later on tomorrow, and we'll upload the new clip. But our guy stays on his job, as you see.
Nice. I'm going to go to it right now and upload it on Facebook in a while. Just got home, and it's been approved already, and they are so excited to be part of the Streets Don't Love You Back. They can't wait to hear their commercial. So they're just really excited, and if it gets real big, they're going to go ahead and give you a unit to put things in just in case they get overloaded with stuff. So they are really excited.
Well, we're very excited, too. This is our fifth year giving back to the kids, so me and my wife is very excited about this, and we're very excited that you and the team Buckeye and Rhonda have got involved with it as well, and it's just bringing more people in because this year we've been getting emails. You know, it's a lot of families that's in need this year for their children, and we definitely want to hit that 3,000 mark for these kids across Arizona, you know. So we want to thank you very much for even stepping up to the plate.
Oh, no problem. That's what friends are for. That's what relationships. We build them up. We don't break them down.
That's right. You know, we also want to put out there, if anybody knows of a family that truly is in need this year of gifts for their children, please shoot us an email and give us that information so that we can try to get all the families ahead of time and then, you know, get anything at the last minute that we may need for someone. So, you know, please let us know if you do have a family or know a family in the Arizona, Central Arizona area that's in need, so that we can try to fill that need. And we appreciate all your help, Sharon.
No problem. I'm always here for you guys and try to do my best. And I know when you plant your seeds, you harvest and come back 10 times the amount.
Amen, and we really appreciate that. So any announcements you need to make while you're on the show, Ms. Sharon?
We're here for anyone that needs advertising. Since it's Christmas coming around the corner, we have specials. Buy one ad and get the next one for free. So if you need any advertising, just hit us up at Buckeye Valley News at 63-386-4426 and say, "Don't send you back, sent you."
Amen. That's what that is.
I'm getting pretty good at that.
Oh, yeah. And you heard, ladies and gentlemen, you know, before Ms. Sharon got on the line, you heard her commercial on the radio show, and she said it just like the commercial. You feel me? If you need any advertising, just tell them your homeboy and your homegirl, Boyd and Lucinda sent you. Your streets don't love you back, and you'll definitely get hooked up at Buckeye Valley Knows.
Okay, you guys have a good night. You guys take care. I'm going to upload the your flyer right now on Facebook, and feel free to share it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, and God bless. And let the other couple people know. We'll add them to the commercial, and I'll send that over to our homeboy DJ Church, and much love to DJ Church out in Cali.
You guys have a blessed night.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, hello, and we are welcoming our guest to the show, last four digits, 3164.
Yes. Hello, this is Sean.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
We blessed on this team. How you feeling tonight? And, you know, you can start off sharing your story with the viewers.
Yes, my name is, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. My name is Sean Heineman. I am a husband to my wife, Londina Heineman. I have two children. I'm the founder of Never Again Ministries, which promotes marriage preparation for singles. And we also teach marriage enhancement. We host a weekly show that comes on called the Doctor of Love Show, we discuss all topics on marriage and relationships, from money to sex to everything. So we cover all topics on marriage and relationships, and I'm just happy to be a guest on the show. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate that, my friend. So I would like for you to just break it down to the viewers. You know, tonight, how did you get started in your profession, and we'll take it from there.
Yes, my wife and I, one day we were guests on a local radio station, Gospel 860 AM, and I was interviewed for my second book that I wrote, entitled "It's the Woman You Gave Me," and the owner really liked the book, and he liked what we were talking about. And long story short, we came in for the interview, and we ended up landing a spot on his radio station. And then that's how the Dr. Love Show was birthed. And we just never looked back. We got on the air in late 2010 and never looked back. And that's basically how it all started as far as doing the show. Never Again Ministries was birthed in 2008. And in 2008, my wife and I, we just really prayed and just really was asking God for direction and what we should be doing with our lives. And that's how basically Never Again Ministries was birthed. Just by helping couples. My wife and I, we have a heart for singles who desire to marry. And we've always been involved in church and ministry and doing things of that nature in the counseling department. So we've been doing it for since 2008.
That sounds good, my friend. And tell the viewers also, when you started your profession and you started getting involved with your ministry and counseling people, what is some of the things that you bring to the table with your counseling?
Yes. We first of all, we're transparent. There's nothing that we don't hold back. We let people know that we are human. I think people like the transparency because it helps people to know that they aren't alone, that, like, we aren't on this pedestal, that we're people, too. And we all trying to get through this thing called life together. And I think that's what people like. I think people like the husband and wife connection where both of us, we're able to get both sides of the coin, not just one person. So that way you're able to get everything. You're able to get that man's perspective and that woman's perspective at the same time. So that way no one feels lost as far as genders is involved.
So tell me a little bit about some of the couples that come in for counseling and, you know, plan on getting married. They want to, you know, they're in love. They want to spend the rest of their life together. What are some of the big questions that you hear and see from them?
One of the big ones is, does love fix everything? A lot of times people think that just having love alone, they think that that's just going to fix everything, especially for couples who desire to marry. They a lot of times they think that love will just fix everything, and I tell them that that's good that you have it, but at the same time, there has to be more substance. There has to be, because trials and tribulations come. And then when those problems arrive, that's why the divorce rate is just so is high, because there's so many people who get married for the wrong reasons. And I want, especially for singles, I tell them just not to get married just for love alone, because there's a lot of times that people get divorced because they love each other, but they still get divorced. But I think that's a big one for singles. And we teach that your marriage is bigger than you. It's more than just your feelings, your emotions. A lot of it has to do with, you know, Christ's love for the church and things of that nature. Being that example to Christ and church on the earth.
Right. No, and I totally agree with you. You know, it takes a lot more than love to keep your relationship going. And I think that's why a lot of us have gotten in trouble in the past, because we fell in love and we thought, oh, you know, we love this person so much and we're just going to do everything for that person and that person's going to do everything for me. And, you know, just that silly, happy, funny puppy love, I guess. But, you know, it takes a lot more than that, definitely, to make a marriage, you know, and a marriage that's going to last for many, many years, you know. You have to, that initial puppy love eventually fades, and then you come to the realizations that, you know, you have responsibilities and that you have, you know, family life and job and money and kids and all these other things that come into the picture, and there's a lot of things that change and happen, and you know, you grow and you change, and, you know, you have to really be sure that you want to spend the rest of your life with that person, because the rest of your life is for a long time, and it's not easy. It takes commitment. It takes understanding. It takes forgiveness. It takes, I don't know, help me out here.
Yeah, like you said, it takes commitment. It takes dedication. I mean, you have to even look past your feelings. I mean, feelings is a wonderful thing, but you even have to operate past your feelings, because there's a lot of days that you and your spouse just don't get along. You don't see eye to eye on everything. And to know that it's okay if you and your spouse fell out and things aren't going the way you envisioned, and that it's okay, and that eventually you'll get over it and that you will eventually move on with the marriage, because you just can't get caught in just one situation thinking that this is it for whatever it is. I mean, you know, it varies, but a lot of times people think, I can't handle this no more. And you really have to really operate past your feelings and love unconditionally. And I think a lot of times people get married conditionally because that one thing happens and they say, I can't take it anymore. But you shouldn't get married then if you're loving conditionally.
Right. That's pretty strong. That's pretty heavy, you know, to love unconditionally. And a lot of people do. They get married and, you know, a year or two down the road, they just don't like the way things are going, and they, you know, they get divorced. The divorce rate is very high. Mm-hmm. But then again, why do you want to stay in a relationship that maybe you're fighting all the time, or maybe, you know, there's jealousy and hate, and, well, then we've got the domestic violence situations, and those are definitely not healthy relationships. So let's talk a little bit about that, maybe, dysfunctional versus happy, in your experience, what have you, what do you talk about with people going through those situations?
Well, and of course, domestic violence, those things are grounds for divorce, and I totally understand that, but these are things that we really have to see ahead of time, because a lot of times we wear those rose-colored glasses when we're dating. We make excuses for this person because we're just so in love. And so we have a tendency to overlook these things. We see them in the infancy stages, but we think that we can fix other people for some kind of reason. I don't know why we think we can fix other people. But especially in adults, you know.
Fix or change. You can't do they have to fix and change themselves.
Exactly. So being in a dysfunctional relationship, I mean, a lot of married couples don't know what is a healthy marriage. They don't know what a healthy marriage looks like. They just see something on TV. They might have seen a TV show, and it's rare that they might have seen it at home or just actually was birthed into a healthy marriage. So we just kind of freestyle. We just kind of live and just maybe hope one day that things would change. But marriage has to be intentional. If it isn't intentional, then the marriage won't work if it's just in cruise control. We think that we can put our marriage in cruise control and everything will work itself out. But marriage takes work. It takes sacrifice from both. And sometimes one person might have to carry the marriage. You know, it might be 90% to 10%, vice versa. But you have to be okay with that, knowing that you can get through those different seasons and not get caught up in our marriage is 50-50, because that's not always true.
It's never 50-50.
Yeah.
So thinking it's 50-50, you better change your way of thinking now, because it's never 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's always give and take, you know, it's always give and take. And, you know, you just have to be able to change, because things are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, you know, having the same goals and having the same desires and working together to achieve those things. And then I think a marriage is better.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that you said that was interesting is, like you said, times change, people change. That's the thing that a lot of couples miss as well, is not understanding that you marry this moving target. This person never stays the same. They either progress or they regress, and it just depends on the person. You never quite stay the same. And I think that's one of the advantages in marriage, is that you get a chance to kind of chase your spouse, if you will. You get a chance to grow and mature with this person, if you're willing. If you're willing to take the ride, because sometimes you might not like the change. It depends. But that's why you should grow together.
True, for a lot of couples that, you know, one goes on to college and the other one stays back to maybe help support or something, and then they maybe feel that the other one grew and they didn't, so maybe some jealousy or maybe, you know, just little things like that that can cause great conflict in relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And it happens, and that's why you have the scripture that talks about love not being jealous. And I used to struggle with that. I'm like, why would love be jealous? But like you said, it can be something as simple as one spouse growing and the mm-hmm. other maybe not growing or just for whatever it is. I mean, I'll be married for 12 years on January 1st, and I'm looking back, and I've seen the changes and the growth in my wife, and knowing that I had to, like, kind of keep up with her, if you will. But it's been a good ride. But with her changing, it always challenges me to want to grow and mature as well.
Right. You should work off of each other and grow. I mean, not that you have to do the same things or go exactly in the same direction, but each of you can do something to better yourself and become a better person. You know, whether it's, you know, schooling or financial with your job, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael Basden was on our show 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he made the comment, too, that, you know, people go into business and, you know, you sign a contract. And the person that you sign a contract with is somebody that is qualified, somebody that you want to do business with. They must be very qualified, right? So go into marriage lightly without that contract, without that you know, knowing if that person is qualified or not qualified. But we take the marriage contract very lightly compared to all the other contracts that we sign in this world. And we break them very easy, too.
Yes. And we should. And even in marriage, and marriage is a covenant. It's even deeper. It's even deeper than the contract.
Right.
And when you really start to understand the whole thing with covenants, is that this is till death do us apart. And we take those vows. They're so easily remembered. But sometimes we kind of catch amnesia when adversity hits. And that's one thing I would always have.
For better or worse, we only want the better.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah. Yep. We only want the better.
We only want the help. So we're only accepting parts of those contracts.
Yeah.
Right? Let's keep it real. We only want the
sickness.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't want the sickness. We don't want the bad times. We want to have, you know, we want to have good things all the time. So, yeah.
That's true. And we should be at a place where, and this is something I really tell young couples who desire to marry, is that you have to think long term. I know she's pretty now, and she got the nice shape, and you know, she's 23, and he, you know, he got all his hair and all this other stuff, and you got to think long term that things will change.
Mm-hmm.
And then people start to think, I didn't sign up for this 15 years later. But that's one of the beauties in marriage, again, like we alluded to earlier, is that change. That's one of the good things in marriage, is that change, and change should challenge you and should make you want to grow more. So if you aren't growing, they have a problem to mess up a marriage as well when you aren't growing.
Right. It's hard in a marriage when one person's growing and the other one's just kind of stuck in the same situation, not doing anything. Because then again, you have, I think, the self-esteem issues and the struggles with, you know, you're doing more than me, and there's just so many issues.
Yeah.
We could go on and on. But tell us, What advice would you give to young couples who are seeking to get married in the first place?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, that things change. And I know we have this near-sighted kind of view. And I teach also even with sacrifice. The sacrifice is so important. You have to give of yourself. I once read a book where this guy, he once said, in order for you to have some things, you have to have some things. You know, you
right.
have to give of yourself. And sacrifice is something that we rarely talk about. But you have to learn how to give of yourself. And that's why I tell singles, just stay single. You don't have to get married. It's all about you when you're single.
Right.
But when you're married, you have to give of yourself. And I know a lot of times we always think about, what about me, what about me, what about me? But we still have to learn how to sacrifice and give of ourselves, especially knowing that person's love language. And a lot of times it's not your love language, but they need that. So you have to sacrifice and give of yourself in order for this thing to remain healthy.
Right. Now, talking about giving, a lot of times, too, in marriages, we give selflessly to our children. And we kind of maybe push our spouse out of that scenario, and our kids become our focus. And we have to remember, as parents, to come back to the father and mother working together in raising the children and not going against each other. Because once you go against each other, down the road you're going to lose your kids, because they don't see that respect and that love that you and that bond that you have together as a married couple. What do you think about that?
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of times when we get mad at our spouses, we like to focus on our children. We like to put more focus into our children. And the sad thing is, this is something where people have to they have to be careful, because everything that your spouse isn't, you can almost try to force that on your child. Example, a wife can want her husband to love her. Maybe he's not loving her the way she desires to be loved. So what she do is she invests all that energy into putting this maybe into her son, trying to show him this is the way that, you know, a woman should be loved, as far as showing etiquette and kindness and stuff like that. And that's a good thing, but at the same time, you're putting these expectations on your child and not letting them really just grow into their role. We have a tendency to just kind of put all this responsibility on our child. So everything our spouse wasn't, we have a tendency to put it on our children. So there's a danger in that, because you know how a lot of times you grow up and you say, especially if you're a single parent, that your son is the man of the house and things of that nature, when he shouldn't have to be.
Right.
He gets this kind of responsibility put on him at 12 or 11. He should never have to operate in that kind of role. So those are some of the things that we have to be careful of when we're parenting.
For sure. I'm going to pass the mic over to Rob.
Yes, my friend. Yeah, I've been listening to you. You've been bringing it out there, and you've been definitely on point with everything. And is there anything that you would like to tell the viewers from your point of view? I'm opening up the line for a few minutes and let our guests online ask you a few questions.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. 3956, four digits. Last four digits, 3956, caller, you're on the air. All right, I guess he just started listening in. All right, we're going to go to my man right here, G.I., you're on the mic, G.I. All right, I guess you are just listening in. All right, my man, we just going to go to you, back to you, and go ahead and lay some groundwork out there for the viewers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. is it okay if I give my contact information?
Oh, yeah, give your website and all of that.
Tell us about your book.
Yes, we can be reached at neveragainministries.com. You can go to our website. And there you find out so much more about us, who we are, what we do, what we stand for. We have blogs, we have upcoming events or events that we already had. And we're also working on something that we call a whole and complete single. And what that is basically marriage preparation. It's preparing singles for marriage. It's for things that they might not see going into marriage. And we want to prepare singles the best way possible so when they get into marriage that everything will be such a surprise to them. So we train them up and prepare them for marriage.
That's what's happening. And tell the viewers about your book and where they can find that at.
Yes, my latest book is entitled Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. And that book is on our website at neveragainministries.com as well. And you can also get it from amazon.com.
All right, that sounds like a winner, my friend. And any last words you'd like to say before we close out?
Yes, if you're married and you're going through a tough time, just stay the course, and things will change, and I know you might not see your way out right now, but you have to stay the course. Stay diligent, remain faithful, stay committed to God first and then your spouse, and in time, you will get past it. One day, you'll be able to laugh at this situation, so just remain strong despite your situation.
Sounds good, my friend. And get that website out one more time.
Yes, our website is neveragainministries.com.
All right. We appreciate you coming by the show tonight and giving that great message tonight. And we just want to say keep up the good work, my friend, and always stay focused on your end as well.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, we back. Is this my man Damien tonight?
What's up?
What's up, my man? What's good with you?
Oh, my no progress. Just getting my weekly dose of the streets don't love you back.
You know that's what it is, man. You know. So hey, we had a great first half of the show with our guy Sean. So we hope all the viewers that heard his message take heed to his message and go to his website, him and his missus, and see what's going on. And the second half of the show, I got my homeboys riding with me like always, Damien and GI and other cats riding with me. So we're gonna go ahead and kick this thing in four gear, man. You know. So we're going to be right back, D. You just hang in there, and we're going to start flowing, all right?
Okay, Rob.
My man.
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, download shirts, hats at the freegiproject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free GI. freegiproject.org. The freegiproject.org.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013. She is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, "The Streets Don't Love You Back" sent you. Season's greetings. The Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive. Yes, it's The Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive and Food Drive. See, our goal this year, 2013, is to raise 3,000 toys for children. Let's make this goal come true. And thank you for all of your support. Let's put smiles in their hearts and smiles on their faces. You can mail the unwrapped toy to Christmas Toy Drive, P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. Now, if mailing is not your thing, here are other locations that you can drop either a toy or some food for the 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Nails for You, 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. O'Shea, 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 81539. Buckeye Valley News, 122 South 4th Street, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. And TNC Barbershop, Salon and Spa, 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, number 105, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. So let's get into the gift of giving. Find in your heart to donate a toy or canned good to the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Nails for You, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, CNC Barber Salon and Spa, and JCS 2364.
Hey, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, the Streets Don't Love You Back. And with that commercial right there, we also want to add Store More Self Storage, 1596 South Watson Road, Buckeye Valley, Arizona, excuse me, zip code 85326, and also Twin Flame Images and Production and Aaron Renner Center. They will be added to the commercial as well, in Arizona Multimedia and Video. So we would like to thank you all for your support, and we're going to keep it riding, and this fifth year is going to be a great year. Every year is always a great year. So we're going to keep riding tonight, you know? Let's kick it off.
9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21,
they know some of them.
No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was going to come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say, they ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here, no one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour. Prison Planet Infowars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you want, let's make a decision. I made a decision, to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you want, let's make a decision. I made a decision, to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. Fumble and fall, run and crawl. Against the snakes in the grass, we gotta stand tall. This song's
I want it shot. We are coming, that is all. It's a foreign information. And the planet supreme is inside of you. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bookish. Goodbye, good riddance. It's a foreign information. And the planet supreme is inside of you. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision. Make an incision. Cut out the bookish. Goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bingo. We ain't gonna be your punk. We ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick. Little air, yeah, bit. Take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. You're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. Get burned like those. From coast to coast and sea to shining sea, we will stand for this ish. No, none of your tyranny. If a war information and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullish. Goodbye, good riddance. With a war information and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullish. Goodbye, good riddance.
Show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. You adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it.
Did it.
Prove it. Show in the world I am a king.
King.
Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch. Keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own. Keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking. We're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. Try.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and I'm kicking it live tonight, and we're going to go to my guest that always ride with me, one of them anyway, and we're going to shoot over it to my man G.I., and we're going to give him some last words as we close out tonight. What's good, G.I.?
Oh, man, everything blessed, man. I've been riding, just trying to get everything situated, man. How y'all doing over there? The Streets Don't Love You Back, man.
Oh, man, we over here doing it at the same time, man. I wanted to give you these last few words, man, and let everybody know what's coming up with the T-Rob and your sister's party there, you know, in Cincinnati. Go ahead and give out that information and any other updates you would like to give the world.
Yeah, I'd like to say send a shout out. We got the FreeGIProject.org is presenting a birthday bash for my man T Rob, Tony T Rob Robinson, the Quiet Giant, and my little sister Amber B. You know they're gonna be in Cincinnati at the TOC Club, 7796 Montgomery and Kenwood, this Friday from 9 to 2. You know, come out and celebrate the birthday bash for the Sagittarius, as you know.
My man. That's what it is, man. So any more updates, G.I.?
Well, you know, we just, you know, working on, you know, getting this promotion push, man, you know, get ready to release the Free G.I. Project CD, you know, and pushing this campaign at the FreeGIProject.org. We got the petition that we signing up, you know, making some noise and going, you know, get the federal investigation into my case, man. So, you know, everything is beautiful, man. I can't complain. You know, life is good, you know. I'm just happy to be around my friends and loved ones, you know, getting love from my family and getting ready for the holidays, man, you know, being away from them, but it's kind of hard. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I show out of love and reach out as much as I can, you know.
Right, right. It is what it is, you know. So with that being said and did, G.I., man, we're going to close out the show tonight, man. And what I want to just thank everybody around the world who rides with us and who tunes into our radio show and who also supports us, you know. And we want not leave out our homeboys inside the joint. We want to give a big shout-out to our homegirls and our homeboys in the 150 prisons that me and my wife sent our newsletter into. And, you know, everybody's educating our youth and, you know, just making positive changes even inside the walls, you know. And we want to just give a big shout-out to our soldiers out here in the street that do the same thing with educating. And, you know, we got a lot of great things coming up in 2014, and we're just thanking God for it, you know. And every month, first weekend every month, we always feed the homeless here in Phoenix, Arizona. So that's a blessing by itself. And we got our fifth annual toy and food drive coming up for Christmas as well. So log on to the website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, for more information on that as well. And get involved, you know what I mean, without putting smiles on these kids' faces and in their heart, you know. So this is a critical part of the year for the little ones. So definitely join in with that right there, you know. And I want to give a big shout-out to my beautiful wife and queen who's started this together, and we've been pushing this thing for almost 5 years now, you know what I mean? And it's all good, you know. And we're just thanking God for the many blessings. So any other shout-outs, G.I., before we roll out?
Just want to, like I said, I want to send a happy birthday shout out to my boy T Rob. You know what I'm saying? One of my best friends in the world and my little sister Amber B. Happy birthday. We're going to party this Friday night in Cincinnati, Ohio, the TOC. Come out and, you know, have a good time. I want to send a shout out to you and your wife for doing the toy drive. The streets don't love you back. Much love, Miss Donna. You know what I'm saying? And to all the world out there, you know, one love. God bless.
That's what it is, man. And with that being said and done, G.I., we're going to kick our commercial off one more time, and then we're going to kick another track off before we depart. So you stick in there with me while we take this ride together like we always do, and that's a great thing. So we're going to close out tonight with a commercial and a song, and you stay blessed and you stay up out there, G.I., all right?
You too, my brother. Stay blessed, Miss LaSalle.
Season's greetings. The Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy Drive and Food Drive. See, our goal this year of 2013 is to raise 3,000 toys for children. Let's make this goal come true. And thank you for all of your support. Let's put smiles in their hearts and smiles on their faces. You can mail the unwrapped toy to Christmas Toy Drive, P.O. Box 1093 Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Now, if mailing is not your thing, here are other locations that you can drop either a toy or some food for the 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Nails for You, 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. O'Shea, 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona 81539. Buckeye Valley News, 122 South 4th Street, Buckeye, Arizona 85326. And TNC Barbershop, Salon and Spa, 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, number 105 Maricopa, Arizona 85139. So let's get into the gift of giving. Find in your heart to donate a toy or canned good to the Streets Don't Love You Back 5th Annual Christmas Toy and Food Drive. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Nails for You, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, CNC Barber Salon and Spa, and JCS 2364.
Hey, hey, and we also want to give a big shout out also to Store More Self Storage at 1596 South Watson Road, Buckeye Valley, Arizona 85326, and we want to give a big shout out to Twin Flame Images Production, Aaron Renner and Center, and Arizona Multimedia and Video, and we just want to thank everybody, you know what I mean? And Twin Flames is our home girl, Miss Rhonda. So peace and love, and we'll be right back at you next Wednesday night. Until then, stay blessed, keep your head up, and do what you do out there to give a helping hand to somebody in need. Peace and love.
But from enslaved Africans, people use words to confuse and how it's trapped again. Our lineage is deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bruh. We managed to lose sense of self, we don't identify with the heritage like African American is not African. But listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the 7 pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal's Rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten King.
We are the lions, we are the fighters, we are the birds. civilization, the gateway from spiritual to physical creation. A child's first teacher with infinite appeal, the backbone of our existence, majestical and real like Queen Candace in 322 BC. Empress of Ethiopia, who militantly reigned supreme. She was recognized as a great general, and if you tested her, it might have meant the end of you. Like Alexander the Great, he told his army to wait. He peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda, she was the Queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then Queen of Zinga, the Amazon Queen of Matamba, West Africa. Waged war against the slave hunters coming after her, and her peoples, but respect too. Yeah, to Queen Nandi, mother of Shaka Zulu, and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal rights. Queen.
We are the warriors, we are the champions, we are the best, the original man. We are the lions, we are the fighters, we are the champions, we are the warriors, we are the champions, we are the best.